Bart Scott.
All right, Jets fans, the home opener is around the corner. Bring a group of friends or co-workers to MetLife Stadium for a fun afternoon of unforgettable excitement. As the Jets take on the Dolphins on September 24th, go to NewYorkJets.com/groups for more information. Eric Allen here at Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits with the Mad Backer, Bart Scott, and Kelvin Beecham has now joined us. The aforementioned Kelvin Beecham, thanks so much, Beach, for coming on board inside the Jets. And first off, Bart, you wanted to talk about Beach's wardrobe tonight.
I tell you what, man, he has a Tiger Wood collection on here, a collarless golf shirt.
No collar.
I said collarless.
Oh, well, I didn't hear that.
I said collarless shirt, and he's balling on a budget right here. You know, we're going to get him a free to go for the wifey so he can be good. What do you want, steak? Get this man steak and shrimp. Man, you bring wifey steak and shrimp, you're going to be good tonight, man.
Kelvin, you were in the facility today. This is time for game review. That's what Mondays mean. What did you guys see from an offensive line perspective when you're sitting in a room with a coach, Steve Marshall?
Offensive line-wise, you know, we just didn't run the ball well enough. We didn't run the ball well enough to really establish the play action and get those chunk plays like you all talked about earlier on first down.
Now, was that from just getting movement, or was it something they were doing schematically that was making it difficult in getting penetration?
You know, I think it was a little bit of both. You know, we came out and running a tag scheme to try to get the ball outside, knew that, you know, they got some two big houses inside, and Darius and Williams tried to run that little tag scheme, and they did a great job of bringing the safety down and filling pretty fast.
You got to explain to the listeners, because everybody's not as smart as us. You know what I mean? Everybody, they just playing Madden and football. What's the tag scheme?
Dropping football now.
Spitting hot fire, but you know, everybody don't know it's hot fire.
Tag scheme, so it's a zone principle, but at the same time, what you're doing is you're bringing the tackle down, pulling the guard outside to get the ball outside.
So you're using angles, so you're going to down block and come around to try and get an extra man on the edge. We saw a little bit of that against Kansas City and the Patriots, getting the edge, different ways to build the edge, but what did they do that was hurting them? Were they getting penetration or what?
They weren't getting penetration. We were able to get outside, but they were bringing the safety down, filling the safety pretty fast. You know, safeties have gaps, just like linebackers, defensive ends have gaps, and their safeties were filling pretty fast. So, you know, for us, the counter would be to come back with the naked or hit them with a play action. We got them early with the, you know, with the play action, but weren't able to do that consistently enough.
What would change if you guys were able to hit a couple plays down the field? The short passing game was effective at times.
It was, but, you know, at the same time, we had a number of opportunities where we had great field position and we didn't capitalize on it. And it's not just getting field goals that we need to be having. We need to be having touchdowns.
What's third down? How can you change that moving forward, 4th-14, third down? Because, obviously, that not only hurts you in terms of scoring when you're not keeping the ball, but it hurts you as far as the possession game.
Right.
I mean, time of possession and also drive starts, because that was a field position battle for most of that game yesterday. You went to the fourth quarter down 14-12.
You know, it also hurts our defense because we're not able to keep them off the field. You know, so we got to convert on third downs. We got to find ways to put our receivers and our tight ends in better matchups. I thought we did an effective job from an offensive line perspective of keeping Josh as clean as possible. You know, I think we had one mental error that cost us late in the game. But for the most part, on third down, we kept them upright. We got to find ways to make plays and put guys in positions to do so. And when guys are in those positions, for them to make plays.
Now, it doesn't get any easier this week. You guys are probably going to fly out, you know, to the West Coast, and that's always a difficult thing. Have you ever been out to the West Coast?
Yes, I have, and I'm blessed that it's not a 1 o'clock game. It's a 4:25 game.
Now, how do you adjust to that? What do you do personally to adjust to a West Coast game? One of the toughest things for me was deciding when was the appropriate time for me to eat so that I had the energy for the game, not eating too early and then not wanting to eat right before the game or eating too much and not really having the energy.
You know, I think for me, it starts even earlier in the week. So getting sleep earlier in the week and trying to be as rested as you can, you know, on that long flight out there. And then once we get out there, again, it's a 4:25 game, which is 1 o'clock for us. So, you know, we still get to have a breakfast and a little small snack before we have to take the bus to go over to the stadium.
Now, Oakland doesn't still have the baseball diamond out there.
Yeah, they still do.
Yes,
oh, that sucks, man. I'll tell you what, man. Make sure you put some calamine lotion and make sure you moisturize all week, because you might lose some skin on that tough sand. Man, that stuff is tough.
I'll tell you what, I'm kind of sad that Oakland won't have a team in a couple years, that they are moving to Vegas. What do you think about that?
I'm so excited. First of all, First of all, I always thought I was going to get, like, some type of MRSA or some type of rash, you know, sitting up there in their locker room. It smells like mold.
The stadium has to go.
It smells like mold, man. It stinks, man. I was afraid to fall in there. I ain't want to sit on none of the stools, man. The stool's been there since, like, 1970. Well, none of that, man. I ain't about that life. I ain't got time to be having a rash. I'm too old to have boils on my butt.
But you're retired.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm speaking for him because he can't say it. I can.
Let the man speak.
Listen, man. Don't go commando and just sit on that stool, y'all. He's young. He don't know no better. Make sure you put a towel over the stool.
I always put a towel on the stool.
Yeah, put a towel on the stool because you don't want to mess up and have a bump on your butt when you get home, man.
Can I tell you that, you know, this place has had problems with the showers before where raw sewage has come up through the showers.
My point. So, you know what I'm saying? Listen, we ain't got to be – we don't know them. We ain't got to be nice to the Oakland Raiders. Forget them.
Okay. So, we're here at the Wyndham. Hamilton Park.
Okay.
Vanderbilt.
Clean it up for me. Clean it up.
Eric Park Scott and Kelvin Beachum. Here's something that you probably didn't know, Bart.
I don't know a lot.
Kelvin's parents were featured at HGTV's Fixer Upper.
Ah.
Tell us about that experience.
That's balling on a budget right there, man.
I want to know what that was all about.
You get paid and you get to the league and everybody always talks about you want to build a house for mama, you want to build a house for your parents, and wasn't able to do that on a seventh round contract and was blessed to get, hit free agency and tap the market a little bit. Shake the tree. So, instead of just putting all the money out there and paying for a house, went and started, trying to barter, have conversations, use leverage and see how we can get something done. And got connected with Chip and Joanna. They're not too far from Mahia, Texas. They're in Waco, where Magnolia is located. And my agent got in touch with their agent, and we got something figured out, and turned out pretty good.
They lived in their home for 27 years, and they had a budget of $160,000. Their son, Kelvin Beachum, here.
How much of that did you put down?
No, you added $100,000
to the... Whoa! That show, you, man, because you made that show like the luxury edition right there, man. Because they only got about 15,000, you know what I'm saying? And all that stuff is like donated from like Home Depot. Hold up. Home Depot sponsoring this show?
No,
scratch that. Who's sponsoring this show?
No, but you always need insurance. Selective Insurance brought Inside the Jets is brought to you by Selective Insurance.
Okay. The insurance of Bart. Response, Edward Scott.
Response is everything, and I had your response right there. Kelvin, what's that house like now?
It's beautiful.
Yeah?
It's beautiful. You know, where I come from in my head is considered a mansion. It's not a mansion. It's just a big house in the country, but it's nice. It's funny. A lot of people actually come to my head just to see the house. So they come by, knock on the door, ask for a tour. And my, mother would be.
Do they charge?
They should.
Man, you better make some money off that, bro.
You have to ask for a tour of this guy's place.
Who, me?
No. Kelvin's got to ask for a tour. You're on.
Oh, where the hell's that?
Oh, yeah. I'm balling on the budget, bro.
No, you ain't.
Let's not talk about me.
Oh, well, you're flipping the subject real quick, don't you?
I can't have no company. I have to ask my wife if I can have company.
Oh, you one of those guys, huh?
Yeah.
When he played, he used to have the Monday night parties. The guys would all get together.
Somebody has established that. We used to have Monday night at Bart's.
Yes.
And for everybody who don't know, that's how I brought the team together. We spent some time. Because, listen, everybody can't go to their wife and say, hey, I want to go out. So they use me as an excuse. A lot of wives didn't like me. But I got them out the house, man. Mm-hmm. So you need to establish Monday night at Beachum's. You know what I'm saying?
We do Thursday nights at Winners.
Oh, you do?
He got all the money right now.
But is he getting the limo? Because you got to get the limo because you start at the house, but you got to end it in the city.
No, he
coming up short, man. I'm gonna come up there and coach or teach y'all how to ball, man.
You're talking old school right now. You're talking a few years.
So you gotta have Twitter back there.
Listen, man, you have no control.
Exactly.
You gotta have a controlled environment. This is what these young guys don't know. You can control your own environment.
So it's called
a private room, man.
Make everybody sign contracts.
Kelvin, what's the
no cell phones?
What's the process been like here with the Jets?
It's been amazing. I had a lot of people that I knew. Before I got here, that were here, Winters, knew of Carp, Big Steve, Matt, knew a number of guys here. So it was an easy transition. It's been a great process. Loving it here. Looking forward to being here for the next 3 years and finding a way to get some wins in the win column.
Can I go back to the The renovation?
Sure.
The house?
HDTV.
What?
Fixer up.
No, no, don't say that. They're not our sponsor, man. They got to fixer something up at one of our cribs.
Well, it's a television show. I can mention it.
Okay. What did you do to your room? What did they do to your room?
That's not my house. That's my parents' house. I don't have.
You
no
grew
room.
Up there, right?
That was a brand new house.
My parents got another house.
I thought they got rid of your room.
No. They got a whole other house, renovated that house.
Ah, okay. Got it. So they was like, no space for you.
No space for me.
So when you go back to Texas, you got to get a hotel.
Mm-mm, I stay at the house. I just stay, just stay in one of the rooms.
Mama gotta have a beach.
She got a room.
Spot.
Like she got a
she
room.
Come on now.
She got a room.
Tell the people how the room is. Which like your.
It ain't like your trophies. No.
Come on, man.
That's grandma's house.
So where are your trophies? Okay, grandma got it.
Grandma's house.
And one of the things you share in common with your mom, you both love barbecuing, right?
Love it to death.
Now, you're a vinegar-based sauce or like brown sugar? Which one are you?
Brown sugar.
Brown sugar. Okay. Yeah, that's some Texas stuff
there.
Vinegar is more like North South Carolina. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Carolina.
But you got to have some versatility, man. You got to be able to. Okay, that's a whole nother show.
Chicken and pork?
I just did Rachel Ray, man. So you got to.
Come on. Now you're dropping another TV show. Come on now. Rachel Ray.
But they gave me a free sandwich.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, absolutely.
You bought on the budget, huh?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'm going to teach you how to navigate through New York and get a lot of stuff for free.
Teach me how. I'm willing to learn.
Well, you started with that shirt, but you picked the wrong color.
What color should I pick?
I don't know, man. I see you as like a green.
I think you pull it off. You look good.
Yeah, nice green.
I like the color myself. Let's see.
It is. I'm just hating because I ain't got one.
How much differently do you feel physically at this point in 2017 versus 2016 when you were with Jacksonville, obviously coming off the injury?
It looks a lot better. And I'm just looking at pure tape. I looked at tape from last year this time. I looked at tape this year, and it looks completely different. You know, I'm looking at tape when I played Khalil Mack and Bruce Irving last year, and I'm looking at what I put out yesterday, and it's completely different. So I'm excited about where I am. I'm excited what the staff has done to put me in a position to be effective as a left tackle, and really just – thankful just how they brought this whole process and how they took care of me early on in OTAs and during training camp, and just happy where we are right now as a player.
John Mallody and the Jets training staff, tremendous. You know that.
I was fortunate enough to play for two great training staffs and, never any bad botched surgeries, nothing like that, man. Hey, how bad is Blake Bortles?
Wow.
Yeah. Dude, we keep it real here. I'm just playing. Don't answer that, man. I'm just playing.
He's not doing that.
No, I'm just playing.
Wow. Come on. You can't throw nothing.
I'm just
like
playing,
that.
Man. Listen, the crowd was getting stagnant, so I had to throw something out there, man. They appreciate it.
When you watch yourself on tape, what are the most significant differences? You said you see a totally new person. Mm-hmm. And meaning what?
Just technically sound and just being able to do what I want to when I want to. Not, having to, fabricate some type of move to get to a guy. I can do what I want to when I want to. I can run and cut off guys. I can run and cut off safeties. I can run and cut off linebackers. And I'm not having to, pull them by their collar like linebackers hate to be pulled, right. But I can actually cut them off. And if I want to cut them and throw, I can do so. So just
make me nervous, man. Don't be crazy.
I know. I want to. You didn't look too ready. So I just,
I'm always ready. I'm born ready, baby. I wake up ready. I sleep ready.
What do you think about Karp? I think he's one of the most underrated linemen in the National Football League. You get to play next to him every snap.
If he doesn't make a Pro Bowl this year, I don't know what to say about the Pro Bowl voting, but that's just the nature of the National Football League that we're in right now. But he's a phenomenal player. It's great playing beside him. He makes my life a lot easier. We both love the same type of blocks. We love deuce blocks. When anybody wants to run a TE on us, which is the tackle and the end, running a stunt where the tackle, the three technique, is trying to pick.
Don't say three technique. That's too tough. Tackle.
The tackle is trying to pick.
Let him go.
The tackle is trying to pick. The left tackle and the end goes up and then comes back around inside. Anytime anybody tries to run that stunt, he pretty much kills it because he throws the three technique into the end. So
he got a little. You got what I like about Karp. He got a little nasty in him. So he reminds me of a former teammate of mine. He lived right down the street from me. You can go to his house. I'm Brandon Moore. Go to his house. Don't come to mine.
James Carpenter.
Like company.
James Carpenter has a lot of nasty in him. And Beachy doesn't say much, does he? He probably talks a little bit more on the field.
He don't say much to y'all. Me and Carp be going at it all the time. After the game, we was talking about what we were going to do when we got back, because he has a wife, I have a wife. He was like, man, your wife need to get with my wife because I'm getting tired of my wife talking my head off when I come home. So we already finding ways to try to get together, get our wives together, so when we come home,
y'all young, man. You just put that out there.
She ain't watching this.
You better clean it up, man. Yeah. What, everybody watching this. What do you mean?
So it's going to get back to her?
Hi, everybody. Everybody watching this. That's the best thing on TV.
I have a little bit more serious note. You grew up in Texas.
Yes, sir.
Hurricane Harvey obviously devastated that area. Mm-hmm. You're about 2+ hours away. Mm-hmm. How are friends and family doing down there right now?
So my mother-in-law had to be evacuated. She's back in her apartment / kind of condo. Not condo, but, you know, like the little houses that are apartment-like.
Right.
Townhouses,
yep. Back in that, had some friends that had some water that came up to the house but didn't go in the house, which was great to hear. But for the most part, you know, people that I'm connected to down in Houston and in Mahia, Mahia was more windy and just a lot of rain. Down in Houston, those are doing well and coming out to help with the volunteer efforts to get that community back up and running.
Sunday, you'll be in Oakland, like we talked about, and you guys both mentioned not only Khalil Mack but Bruce Irvin. What do those two guys bring to the table? Who do you anticipate? It's early in the week. Mm-hmm. You matching up with the most, maybe?
Playing those guys last year, I was matched up against Irving more. See both of them. They flip just based on formation and calls that they have going. So I'll see both of them some point in time during the game. They complement each other. You know, both guys are premier edge rushers. They can both get after the passer. Just the fact that, you know, you can't really focus on one more than the other. Both tackles have to stand up and get it done, really. You know, so it's going to be a great test for us.
But is it true that it's a different animal when you're going against Mack opposed to Irving? Because Irving is pretty much a finesse guy. He's a lighter guy, so mm-hmm. You really don't have to anchor as much. And Mack is the complete
opposite.
It's a complete. Yeah. You know, he speed to power. Mm-hmm. He has moves. A little wiggle, a little bend at the hips. If you guys are successful, what has to happen?
We got to run for 150. I feel we have to. They have a very, very physical offensive line. I feel we have a physical offensive line. We have to run the ball. We got to run the ball well. And I think if we can do that, I know, and from what I've heard just in, you know, watching ESPN from time to time, they have holes in their back end. So if we can run the ball effectively, play pass when we need to, get chunk plays when we need to, and be successful on first down, and put us in second and short, third and short, I think we come out with a win.
Yeah, I'll say it. Sean Smith's a bum. I'll say it. So what? Yeah, I said it.
That's
is he even still there?
That's Bart Scott, not Kelvin Beachum, all right? And Bart Scott is retired.
We call this show When Keeping It Real Goes Wrong.
Why don't you just call the show Keeping It Real? There you go. There's your name right there.
Second of all, I'm sorry. Come on, man. I mean,
what, I took your thunder?
No, man. Charles Woodson with the ascot, man. Every time I see him, I just want to choke the hell out of him every time I see it, man. You're not Dos Equis, man. You're not the most interesting man in the world, man. Get rid of the ascot. It's not even cool, man.
You know who's cool? Kelvin Beachum.
Yeah, he's good. In his pink shirt.
Kelvin, you were the first guest on the new look Inside the Jets. We appreciate you coming on. We're going to take your call.